Good afternoon, everyone, once again. And to you who are attending this worship service over the internet, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning. Well, today, Pastor Akimoto is in Asahikawa. He's been hospitalized there. But he received a permission to go out. And he went to the church in Asahikawa. And talk to us in a short footage. Well, good morning, everyone. I'm in Asahikawa. I've been hospitalized here. Well, I suffer from enlarged prostate. It was worsened, and I was hospitalized in emergency. Well, because of that, I was unable to urinate. I've started to be able to urinate a little, but not enough. Oh, please pray for that. Before I left for Hokkaido this time, God told me to take my insurance card with me, which I usually do not. But I took it with me. And that helped. Besides, God told me to go out and have a talk to you. Talk to you about what happened to me. I thought, I doubted if the hospital would give me the permission, but it was given to me. So I'm here. I feel that God has a wonderful plan behind what happened here this time. God's plans and God's works will be revealed in the days to come. Please pray for me, brother. Thank you. And what happened to Pastor Akimoto has been told on the internet in the latest news. You might have seen it already. Please pray so that he'll be healed and we'll be able to come back to Tokyo soon. We'd like to pray for Pastor Akimoto. Pastor Denishi, will please lead this prayer. Heavenly Father, please heal this enlarged prostate as soon as possible. He'll be treated in hospital and we'll be able to leave hospital as soon as possible, we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that this happened to Pastor Akimoto. Please heal him and deliver him. Please heal the enlarged prostate. And please help him. So please make him unable to urinate. Please heal him and deliver him perfectly. Let us pray in silence for him together. Heavenly Father, please touch Pastor Akimura. Please listen to our prayers, answer our prayers, and heal him. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please continue to pray for Pastor Akimura. As Pastor Akimura said, all things happen under the permission of God. Please pray for him. Now, let's watch a short footage on a mission team to Israel. Well, this year, a mission team to Israel will be sent on October the 29th through November the 10th. God has been saying that He will use the work of image in a great manner. Please be faithful to Him. Do whatever is told. When God when it is God's will, we need to push it forward. Whether we have the Word of God or not will make a great difference. And he's also been saying that the image and music are used together. The image has more influence when good music is given to it. And he's also been talking about music ministry. New things are about to be unfolded. As for the mission team to Israel, what is important is that Heavenly Jerusalem will come down upon the actual Jerusalem, about the site, about where Jerusalem is now. And we are called spiritual Israelis. We belong to heaven and we live with God forever. So even now we need to live as God's children. Our church year starts in November. So we go to Israel in this month, in November, and are sent from there to throughout the world. And since last year, when the New Year worship service is held by the Lake of Galilee, we can also attend this worship service over the internet while in Japan. Please look forward to what God will do. Next, we will watch a footage on a mission team to Cambodia. From September the 24th through the 28th, a team will be sent to Cambodia. Please pray for this team. The members were limited to 20 this time. Well, if you cannot join this time, please try next time. Pastor Akimoto wanted to be engaged in the work of orphanage. And prayed. And God opened a way to it. And throughout the world, there are many strifes. And many children have become orphans. Terrorism have made many orphans as well. Not only that, even if they have parents, there are those who cannot live with them. And in 2011, we are told to push forward the work of orphanage, even in Japan. We've been working for that. People of our church, some people have been trying to get some certificate whatsoever to be engaged in this work. And some have offered land for that purpose. And the church, and sorry, the orphanage in Cambodia is covered by our church. And missionary Maeda has become a co-pastor, an assistant pastor of that church, of a church which are in Cambodia.
Let's watch
the 1 minute footage. Let's look what happens during the Age of Revelation.
この中東和平が観難時代のスタートの合図となります。続いてのポイントは7つの封印です。7つの封印では第1の封印で後のアメリバイバルの中心が起こり、第4の封印ではロシアと同盟国がイスラエルを攻める大きな戦争が起こります。第6の封印で観難時代にイスラエルに起こる3つの大きな地震の最初の地震が起こります。その時イスラエルを攻めているロシアとその同盟軍が大打撃を受けて敗北します。また太陽は黒くなり、月は血のようになり、天の星が地上に落ち、天が消えてなくなり、山や島がその場所から移されるなど天変地異が起こります。次は7つのラッパです。第7の封印で7つのラッパを与えられた天使たちは各々順番にラッパを吹き鳴らします。注目すべきは第7のラッパです。第7のラッパは観難時代の真ん中 3.5 年目に吹き鳴らされます。このラッパが吹き鳴らされるその日に神の奥義であるよみがえりが成就し、空中再臨景挙が起こります。そしてここで2回目の大地震が起きます。景挙の後大観難時代がスタートします。サタン悪霊が天から落とされます。また反キリストに一時的ですが3年半の大観難時代に活動する権威が与えられ、聖徒に打ち勝つことが許されるとあります。ここでローマ帝国の復興、反キリストの神格化、大バビロンの政治的経済的力が一気に拡大していきます。この時反キリストに協力するのが大バビロンの頭である偽キリストです。反キリストの刻印がなければ売ることも買うこともできなくなります。そして大観難時代に残された全てのクリスチャンが殉教し、この後控えている7つの鉢の裁きの時にはクリスチャンは存在しません。第6の鉢がぶちまけられ、大川ユーフラテス川が枯れます。世界中の軍がハルマゲドンに集まり、反キリストをリーダーとしてエルサレムに向かって進軍することになります。最後の鉢である第7の鉢が空中にぶちまけられると、ことは成就したと大きな声が御座から語られます。ここで起こる大きな地震が終わりの印となります。この後大バビロンの崩壊と反キリスト軍の破滅という2つの大きなことが起こります。反キリストは世界の国々の軍を率いてエルサレムを攻撃しますが、まさにあわやという時にキリストが全ての聖徒を率いてオリーブ山に再臨され、反キリスト軍を徹底的に打ち破り、神の圧倒的な勝利が表されます。反キリストと偽キリストは生きたまま地獄に投げ込まれ、サタンは千年間縛られ、底知れぬところへ投げ込まれます。この後キリストが王となられる千年王国がやってきます。千年王国の終わりにサタンは解き放たれて再びエルサレムを攻めますが、彼らは天からの火で焼き尽くされます。 サタンは反キリストと偽キリストがいる火と硫黄との池、地獄に投げ込まれます。そして最後の審判が行われ、世界は新天新地に変わります。また新天新地とともに神の国である聖なる都、新しいエルサレムが天から下ってきます。今のエルサレムあたりを中心にして下ってくると思われます。詳しくは1分間動画の各テーマの回をご覧ください。それではまた。
In the days to come, we will enter the age of tribulation. It will last for 70 years. The start will be the peace treaty in the Middle East. The first half is 3 years and a half, and the latter half is also 3 years and a half. And in the middle, rapture will take place. That is, after 3 years and a half, rapture will take place. And at the end, that is, after 70 years, Christ will come back to the earth. And Christ's second coming is drawing near. We need to understand that it is drawing near, and we need to pray for rapture. We need to pray so that we'll be able to be raptured. Now, let's look at today's scripture verse, Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. What it means is that we are loved by God. And we're given eternal life. And we see how God loves us in concrete ways. The word of God will come true. So once given the word of God, we need to walk accordingly. Even if the circumstances are even if it looks very unlikely that the word of God will come to pass. His word will surely come true. God says He loves us. Some people may doubt it. Even if we learn that we are loved by God, one will look at the actual situation, we may doubt it. As Pastor Gasahara said during the first worship service, We need to keep standing upon the word of God. Because it will surely come true. Satan may try to shake us. Satan may try so that we will not be able to believe in it. But all things work for our good if we keep on believing in His word and if we keep obeying God. Well, I used to be a member of the present worship group, GIFT. At that time, we were told to go out on the street to sing. That was the very first time to do so in Nagano. At the Hakuba camp. We were used to doing that, but as we were told to go out, we obeyed him. And we sang on the street. People went by in front of us. Eventually, we started to get used to it. And while I was singing, I was spreading out my hands, and somebody placed some bills. On my hand. It was a sheet of paper. After we finished singing, I looked at that paper. It wrote, "Well, you need to practice more before going out to sing in front of people." We were discouraged. But God told us to go out. So we kept going out. So one day, while we were singing in Shinjuku, a person came to us and asked us if we were Christian. He belonged to a church. And he asked us to sing. The facility his church had. So we were able to have a concert there. And we kept going out on the street to sing. And a contact was made, thanks to that, with a church in Korea, the biggest church in Asia. I we were able to sing at that church. When we obey God, people say various things to us. Well, you need to practice more, etc., etc. But when we obey God, God's power will work through us. We were powerless. But when we depended upon God, God's power was revealed through us. When we stand upon the word of God, we will see His blessings. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We'd like to pray for healing. Let us pray together. And before that, we'd like to confess our sins first. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're touching each one of us. Please leave us and please heal us and deliver us. Be healed. We pray these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please stand up. Let us sing hallelujah together.
May
the grace of our Lord Jesus, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will be with us forever. Amen. Please be seated.